Pop star Kesha is marking her own kind of Independence Day this July 4th as she releases her first single on her own label. It is also her first new music after settling a years-long legal battle with the producer Dr. Luke and splitting with his label. The single is called Joyride, and it's an aptly titled electro-pop celebration of the singer's newfound freedom.
Oh, you say you love me? That's funny. Well, so do I.
Alim Karaj is a music writer and critic and is here to tell us more about the single. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so when you first heard this song, what did you immediately think? I'm curious.
So I woke up this morning and it was the first thing that I listened to. And I thought that it was totally bonkers.
Really? Why?
I texted a friend and they texted back saying, it's like listening to seven songs all at once. And I think
like all mixed together.
Exactly. It's a sort of Frankensteinian pop masterpiece in my mind. I love it. I think it's exciting and energetic and adventurous. And I think it's great that we have people in pop who are willing to push the boat out and try something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as we said, this is her first single after splitting with Dr. Luke, whom she had accused of sexual assault, which he denied. So let me ask you, releasing this track on something called Kesha Records on the 4th of July, what do you think she's trying to say here?
Well, I think she's being a bit cheeky and it's a bit on the nose, but I think she's saying that I'm independent, I have my freedom. I think that she's playing into the narrative of her career a little bit, but playfully.
Mm.
So I think that obviously she knows that any music that she puts out post the conclusion of her legal issues with Dr. Luke, she knew that people were going to be analyzing it, dissecting it, seeing if she was going to say anything or if there was going to be any information revealed. And I think what she's done here is she's preempted that by saying, the song itself is not about this, but I know what you're all looking for and I know why you're all here.
Yeah. Well, the Gen Z pop star and actress Renee Rapp actually brought Kesha out during her set at Coachella this past April. What do you think that says about how other artists out there are thinking about Kesha and her contribution to pop music?
I think it shows that people are appreciative and kind of giving Kesha her dues. And I think it was really clever of Renee Rapp because I think she knows that Kesha's fans, who may be her fans, grew up with her. They were kids when TikTok came out, and now they're adults, and they're dancing to TikTok on an app called TikTok. And I think it demonstrates the reverence for Kesha's position within pop culture.
That is Alim Karaj, a music writer and critic based in the UK. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.